Picture this. It's the holidays, right? And those distant relatives you haven't spoken to all year suddenly show up. They're totally uninvited, practically moving in and, just leeching off your free heating.
Yeah, eating all your snacks, taking up space on the couch.
Exactly. Now imagine if instead of your relatives, those freeloaders were hundreds of small, shield-shaped insects just swarming the sunny side of your house. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We're pulling from some pretty fascinating excerpts in the guide called Defending the Home Against Stink Bug Invasions.
Right, and since we both work out in the field as experts at suburban exterminating, our mission here is to really arm you against this massive autumn pest surge that's hitting Long Island right now.
Especially if you live out in Suffolk or Nassau counties, fall is just prime time for this kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as the temperatures drop outside, these bugs leave the agricultural fields and enter pure survival mode. They're looking to overwinter, which is essentially insect hibernation.
Right, so they're just trying to survive the cold.
Yeah, to survive the freezing months, they actually drop their metabolic rate.
Right.
But they absolutely need a warm shelter to pull it off, which brings them straight to your warm siding.
That makes sense, but the sheer volume of them is what really gets me. I'm looking at our source notes here, and their lifespan is only about 6 to 12 months. So if they die off that fast, how are they forming these literal armies every single fall?
Well, the history here plays a huge part. I mean, they were accidentally introduced to the U.S. from Asia back in the late 1990s. So they don't really have any natural predators here to keep the population in check.
Oh, wow. So they just kind of multiplied unchecked?
Exactly. And the math is the truly terrifying part. A single female can lay up to 500 eggs.
Wait, 500 eggs just from one bug? That definitely explains the massive swarms.
It really does. It completely offsets that short lifespan.
Okay, so let's talk about the real issue when they actually get inside your home. I mean, they don't bite us, right? They don't sting. But if you try to smash one, it's basically game over.
Yeah, please do not smash them. That terrible smell is actually a biological defense mechanism.
Like a skunk.
Kind of, yeah. When their exoskeleton is crushed, or even if they just feel threatened, these special glands on their thorax release these really foul-smelling chemical compounds.
And out in nature, that's meant to ward off birds.
Right, but inside your house, it means awful odors. Plus, it can cause allergic reactions for some people, and at least nasty stains on your walls.
Yikes. So squishing them is totally off the table, which means your only real strategy is what the pest control industry calls exclusion.
Exactly, just physically blocking them from getting inside in the first place.
Right. And the text gives a pretty good DIY checklist for this, caulking around windows, checking door weather stripping, fixing ripped screens. It also mentions turning off your outdoor lights, but I kind of have to push back on that one.
Really? Why is that?
Well, how much difference is a porch light really going to make when these bugs are flying in from miles away?
It actually matters a lot for their scouts, believe it or not. I mean, they are highly attracted to light and heat. So your porch light basically acts as a beacon in the dark, saying, "Hey, warmth is over here."
Okay, I guess that makes sense. They see the light and just head straight for the house.
Yeah, and once they hit the exterior wall, they start exploring for entry points. And honestly, this is exactly where the DIY approach usually falls short.
Because they can just find another way in.
Well, you might caulk the obvious window gaps, sure. But because of their unique shield-like shape, they can compress their exoskeletons down to a fraction of an inch. They just slide right into structural, microscopic cracks that you can't even see.
Wow, so sealing the obvious stuff isn't enough because they're basically insect contortionists.
That's exactly it. I mean, the structure of a house naturally breathes. There are tiny vents, gaps in the eaves, uneven siding. It's nearly impossible for a homeowner to seal 100% of it on their own.
Which is why trying to do it yourself can be so frustrating.
Right. That's why relying solely on DIY often ends badly. A professional preventative treatment actually creates a residual barrier across all those invisible entryways.
Oh, so it stops them at the source.
Exactly. It intercepts them chemically before they can wedge themselves deep into the architecture of your house.
So they hit the barrier and fail, rather
Yeah.
than setting up camp in your insulation.
Oh, man. Thinking about that math from earlier,
The 500 eggs.
yeah. If they can flatten themselves into a tiny microscopic crack in the siding that you completely missed, and just one female lays 500 eggs,
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
you could have a massive hidden colony just overwintering inside your walls right now. And they'll all wake up come spring, all because of a single gap the size of a credit card.
It is a horrifying thought. But it's exactly what happens when people ignore those early warning signs out on their siding.
For professional help, call Suburban Exterminating at 516-864-6900.